Howdy, everyone. This is Ellie Mae Dewitt and Billy Bob Bodine coming to you from Hunker Down Holler with our weekly show called Life and Love Tips. So what's new with you, Billy Bob?
Well, it's been quite a week, Ellie Mae, let me tell you.
Well, do tell, Billy Bob.
First up, there was a town meeting, you know, to talk about the recession.
You know, I missed that meeting, Billy Bob, so why don't you tell the folks how it all turned out?
Well, they had a real good discussion about the recession, and then they took a vote on it. You know, just about everyone in town came to the meeting.
I'm really sorry I had to miss it, but I had a little errand to run over Powder Rock. So what happened, Billy Bob?
Well, the folks around here just couldn't see anything good happening in a recession, so they decided to take a pass on it.
I don't understand, Billy Bob. What happened exactly?
They voted against recession is what happened. They figured if there ain't nothing good coming out of a recession, then why have one? So there won't be no recession in Hunker Down Holler, Ellie Mae. They said if one of the neighboring town wants to have a recession, they're welcome to it. But everyone here likes things just the way they are.
Anything else in the way of news, Billy Bob?
Yes, sirree. There's a warning out for Wacky Wally.
Oh boy, what's Wacky Wally up to now?
Remember me telling you about how you took that correspondence course on how to be a private detective?
Yes, I think I do remember that.
Well, it seems that Wacky Wally told the owners of the Save a Bunch Market that he could cut down on the shoplifting losses, so they hired him to take care of that.
Well, that seems harmless enough.
Not really, Ellie Mae. Because Wacky Wally made his own homemade taser out of a 12-volt car battery, a pop-up toaster, and a pair of them big barbecue forks.
Wow, that sounds scary.
Oh, yeah. Wacky Wally was chasing a shoplifter around the aisles in the Save a Bunch Market when he fired his taser at him, but he missed and hit Melissa Martin in the butt while she was bending over in the frozen food section.
Oh, my. What happened next?
Seems Wacky Wally didn't have the pop-up toaster pot turned on high enough so the juice wasn't flowing through those big barbecue forks. But Melissa got mad and pulled out the forks and stuck them in Wacky Wally's upper chest. Now, at about the same time, Wally knocked over that big Christmas display and he was covered in tinsel and Christmas lights. And then he must have accidentally turned on the pop-up toaster because the juice started flowing into those two big barbecue forks.
That must have been a sight to see.
Yes, sirree. Old Wally looked just like a dancing reindeer, what with him being all covered in tinsel, with sparks flying and him whooping and hollering all around the store. Evidently, his taser thing really packs a wallop.
Well, that's all for this week's show, folks. Please tune in next week and say goodbye, Billy Bob.
Goodbye, y'all. Till next week.